What do you want? Statement of purpose? Should I email you? Should I put this on your action item list?
Look.
You decide your own level of involvement.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
You are now listening to the Patriot Power Hour, the newest show of the Prepper Broadcasting Network. This live episode features the situational awareness you need to practice self-reliance and independence. Introducing your hosts, Ben, the Breaker of Banksters, and Future Dan, the editor of FutureDanger.com.
Folks, we are back. We are live, Patriot Power Hour, November 17th, 2020, unbelievable, episode 118, 3 years of Patriot Power Hour. By the way, our third year anniversary is mid-November, started, actually I don't have the exact date on, but it's the same week as this week, kind of that third Tuesday in November, the two weeks after election. So today, November 17th, 2020, 3 years, Future Dan of Patriot Power Hour, about 1 year on Prepper Broadcasting Network, coming up on that 1 year too. So pretty crazy. It's been 3 years, man.
Yeah, and we're coming up at the end of this month on that explosion in Bitcoin. And right before Thanksgiving of 2017, it was sitting at, just under 8,100. And that was its high 3 years ago. Then by December 15th, 17,900, it topped out for most people who could access it somewhere near 19,783 on December 17th, and fell by, a good $6,000 5 days later. Well, we're getting back there, aren't we?
We are, and it's a much steadier ride. Today, up to a peak of about 17,800 in Bitcoin. And just in the last 30 days or so, it's up from, 11,000 to nearly 18,000. Now, this isn't the Bitcoin podcast. There literally is a podcast called that out there. But we will talk about it. Some of we have talked about it. But we bring it into the bigger context, mostly, right? The financial and economic markets and total debt and evisceration of future generations of America. Exactly.
It's part of a whole, and it has features that none other part of the whole financial system does. So it in a lot of ways, it reflects the rest of it. And what's it reflecting tonight?
And that's exactly I do talk about it in an investment sense at times, but generally on this show, we talk about it as more of a metric, or what does it portend? What does it signify, this crazy jump? And by the way, Bitcoin up almost a factor of three since March. So it crashed to mid 5,000s and now it's up to 17,000. I mean, that had never really seen anything that crazy. Hundreds of billions of dollars pumped into this. Now Wall Street's getting involved. Is this just another bubble? Probably. We'll find out. But the technology is real. Blockchain is real. And it is important. Even if you guys, I'm a gold bug. Listen, I love gold and I like just regular old preps that you live with. But this Bitcoin stuff is important because, look, the entire world is electronic right now. You're not getting away from it. So you need some sort of electronic currency, some sort of algorithm. And that's what it serves as. That's the general sense. We can talk about what this really means. I think we can go back to almost 3 years ago, going back to about the time we started the show. The submarine analogy. Remember that?
Yeah.
And to, I don't know, I won't be able to capture that analogy.
The depth of the debt.
Yes.
On the hull of the body the submarine at those depths, and the submarine is Bitcoin. And what happens when it just crushes in, explodes on the price? When the bolts start flying off the inside of the hull.
Yep. As the country, as the economy, and the entire world go deeper and deeper in debt, deeper into the ocean, more weight, more pressure, more and more 0% interest rates, and debt spending, and all this stimulus garbage that we're mortgaging our grandchildren's future on, right?
Generations by now.
More and more pressure. Well, that money has to go somewhere, and the stock market's starting to stall out, even though it did recover back to all-time highs, right? It's starting to stall out. Other assets are... I just saw an article today where a commercial real estate in downtown financial district, New York City, $750 a square foot. It's now $450 a square foot. That's just one example. In prime real estate of almost cut in half. But we have massive amount of money supply going out. So what's going to happen? That has to give. Just like on a submarine, the bolts are going to start coming at the seams, coming apart at the seams. And Bitcoin can signify that, where Bitcoin people are looking for any return right now, and Bitcoin could be that. Even if it's a scam, you're making money on it, I guess is what I'm saying at worst case.
The Bitcoin bolt flying out of the hull. The hull is actually our financial soundness.
Right.
The crushing of it by the debt. It's almost as though both parties for a long time have just run chicken against who's going to call us on the debt. And that is a multi-generational bet that we could lose. That's the problem. Both past the previous president, the current president, and the next one don't seem to care. And maybe that's what Bitcoin is doing right now. It's the bolt that's swelling up, ready to pop out.
Yep. And again, think of blockchain technology kind of separate and from Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a lot of connotations from an investment point of view, which it should. But remember, the technology blockchain is the future regardless. And Bitcoin, right now, it's got a lot of momentum and it's got a lot of people on it. Is it a bubble? There is a lot of easy money, and now everybody's jumping on board. You know, to be honest, a lot of people, it's a melt up, and a lot of people use their stimulus checks to try to get easy money on it, for example.
But it melts up before it always melts.
Whatever goes up goes down 5 times quicker, literally. Maybe like 50 times quicker. Buyer beware is what I'm saying here, not a get rich quick scheme.
In my personal theory of what the alternative cryptocurrency that leads the field is in our modern day, I don't know what the scenario is where it jets from, you know, 17,689 right now to 10 times factor. I'm not sure it ever can, but it's certainly something that no one knows what it could do.
So I'm going to try to, if I had some charts and some time, I could explain this so well.
Charts on the radio.
But there has been so... I know, exactly. So I'm going to try to convert this into radio only succinctly. Ready? Earlier this year, we talked about the trillions and trillions of dollars of stimulus, right?
Yeah.
Well, the entire Bitcoin market cap is less than one half of a trillion. So all that stimulus we just saw is like 7, 8, 10 times more than all the Bitcoin that exists right now at this level. So that shows, but if there's a few trillion more, if that all went into Bitcoin, Bitcoin would quadruple overnight is what I'm saying. It's actually a pretty small pond and could be flooded very quickly and get extremely high price.
Well, the barriers are in place to prevent any government spending to end up into private hands where you can ship it into. So it's a transfer of wealth. How does the government transferring wealth to the private sector, and then because money's fungible, how do they end up with spare cash?
Well, a lot of it's the banksters making a lot of money off this. They get the direct pipeline from Washington to Lower Manhattan, right? That's pure stuff right there. So trust me, a lot of them are making money on Bitcoin right now, for better or worse. So I'll play devil's advocate and, you know, Bitcoin fanboy at the same time. But important to know it's happening. It is huge, huge financial implications. And even if you don't care about Bitcoin, what does this mean when the price of art is skyrocketing to all-time highs, when the price of so many things are going up, but only, well, I guess your wages aren't going up is what I want to ask. That's the issue. Why aren't your wages going up? Why are people not getting promoted? Why are people losing jobs, not getting hired back post-COVID? We're shutting down again. So some of these very, very wealthy assets going up big time.
Why did
Bitcoin is accessible to the average person, unlike Ferrari or a very rare Babe Ruth card that's going up five times in value because of all this quantitative easing.
Yeah, and then there's tulips in Holland that had a market that became clearly irrational, right?
True.
And I'm not sure at the time whether it was because of massive government intervention in the marketplace. Governments couldn't do that back then. That was just pure human behavior speculating on irrational things when you're talking about artwork. But, you know, the long-term strategy of holding Bitcoin, I don't know if there is one. The entire thing could be kaput in some way that we can't anticipate. Certainly did arrive on the scene somewhat magically.
Right.
And there may be ways suddenly with the next generation of personal computing devices to make it hard or impossible to use. I mean, that's the way to prevent it, is prevent it from being censoring it off of devices.
Well, that's first off, that's the weak point in Bitcoin, is the user's direct access. So what I mean is the Great Firewall of China, if that was implemented in America, it'd be very, very hard to transact with Bitcoin. Not impossible. You have to be able to access the blockchain. But if the government cuts off all your internet access and the ISPs do too, then you may not be able to get the... But then it comes into like that cipher wars, right? And going into the whole Blade Runner futuristic science fiction of cryptography, hackers, who can get the kind of the... They can tunnel under and, you know, get into all that nerdy stuff.
Well, look at
that's history. Kind of what this is bringing about, though. A dark market for currency that they're trying to keep away from the government. But, of course, the government will always try to get their hands in it.
There's no mass communication device that's come about in the last 150 years that the government hasn't licensed or controlled or attempted to dominate. The Great Firewall of China is... probably the greatest achievement in human tyranny along those lines. But in the New Deal, FDR, you know, licensing the radio waves and state control of the media throughout the Cold War was tight, right? It seemed free because they didn't oftentimes control it, but the mechanisms were always there for wartime media control. They'll, you know, I think the days of cryptocurrency being fully anonymous, the transactions have passed. Actually, government, if they want to find you, they're going to see what you did transacting it. So that's probably suppressed the price more than anything.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not anonymous. But there's ways to clean your crypto, to be honest. But those may not be too. But what I want to say is this: will the internet survive? Or will it be totally taken over worldwide? That if that happens, then that's going to happen to Bitcoin as well. But Bitcoin cannot be stopped by a single government. It would have to be all governments in conjunction, or a great majority, or a, you know, kind of a Agenda 2030 shutdown where everyone agreed to stop Bitcoin. That type of thing could happen, but just one country, two countries could not stop it.
If we couldn't speak freely in podcast each week, if I couldn't browse and go to whatever I need to on the internet, I would consider the entire world changed, and we've gone to dystopia, post-apocalyptic tyranny, right? Shadow banned? Yes, probably we are. We're not undiscoverable content, and if you ever got to that point, it was like China. So many other things would have broken down and gone wrong that, you know, pretty much war would have erupted. So... we're broadcasting free tonight on Patriot Power Hour. A little bit late getting kicked off. Be a 50-minute episode. We're about ready to head to break, Ben. What are we going to talk about the rest of this episode?
Got the news blitz, so probably leave the Bitcoin subject where it is for the rest of the night. But we got, of course, a news blitz. Talk about a lot about election. There's a lot of other topics, though. Coronavirus being chief among them, but a few others that are just maybe being missed out by the mainstream media and been overlooked the last few weeks during election season. So we got some of that. I got a listener who wrote in as well, and I'm going to go over a couple of his thoughts and a question as well.
Finland.
Sweden. Sweden. He's from Sweden, by the way.
He's Swede.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Patriot Power Hour.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
The six principles for disaster preparedness. Use them to build a base of preparedness that will keep your family safe in the face of the next disaster. Find them and more at PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Man, I see in Fight Club the strongest and smartest men who've ever lived. I see all this potential, and I see it squandered. God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables. Slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war, no great depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. Our great depression. Our lives. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact, and we're very, very pissed off.
Achieve situational awareness of multiple threat indicators in one view. Be prepared. FutureDanger.com.
Let's have at it. November 17th, 2020. FutureDanger.com news blitz. Follow along. Starting on the first column. Over two dozen lawsuits filed for election misconduct in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania. Many, many articles here. Not going to read them all. Again, futuredanger.com if you want to check them out. But specifics on each of the states, really interesting. We have also 234 pages of affidavits where the Georgia Secretary of State orders hand ballot recount. Very interesting. Going to be following that for sure, but we still have an entire month until the Electoral College meets, or more like is they vote in each different state. Go back a few weeks. We covered the entire process and the election vulnerability assessment. Really interesting. It was the week before the election. Anyway, let's continue with the news blitz. Are phone networks now censoring links about election fraud? There's a question mark there, but maybe it should be a statement. Let's go to the second column. China warns of action after Secretary of State says Taiwan is not part of China. BLM and Antifa attack president's supporters, including children, in the streets of D.C. Hundreds of thousands of MAGA and MAGA supporters show up. And definitely saw a lot of violence there. All Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers are going to resign as China crushes the opposition. Let's reread that real quick. All of Hong Kong's pro-democracy lawmakers are going to resign as China crushes opposition.
Good year for Chinese communist regime. It was a good year.
Banner year. Year of the dragon. Yeah. I don't know if it literally is, but wow, they're really firing all cylinders. Supermarkets limit toilet paper purchases as COVID cases hit new highs. That's another indicator. We track a future danger. Maybe the best sheep indicator. Highly correlated to sheep movement and behavior is the toilet paper indicator. So we're seeing a runs on that. And the sheep, I mean, is the mindless lemmings that should prep. And, hey, maybe you folks out there can reach out and try to get some of them into the prepper mindset like we hear at PBN.
But, the same people that demand COVID theater, COVID security theater.
Hoard toilet paper.
Are probably, negatively correlates to their preparedness.
I absolutely agree.
Yeah, the idiots out there.
There's a very high negative correlation, meaning opposite, between preparedness and fear slash the, you want the nanny state to take care of you. How about that?
Polar opposites.
Yeah. All right. Continuing on this new blitz. And this is something I covered a little bit in the first part of the show. We can obviously deep dive a little bit later, but I think it's, we're going to be talking about so much in the future, especially into 2021. Commercial loan demand plunging to new post-Lehman Brothers, so 12-plus year low. Even though lending standards are easing, meaning you don't have to have as good a credit score, essentially, and interest rates are super low, and banks and financial institutions are falling over themselves to let you refinance, excuse me, etc., we're starting to see commercial loan demand hitting a wall. Residential still, especially in certain areas, decent and even going up in terms of values, but commercial totally hitting the fan. And guess what? Commercial real estate, extremely, extremely large part of a lot of pensions and retirement funds. So all you folks that are approaching retirement age, hoping your 401k will get you by. Well, what happens when those loans are marked down to 40 cents on the dollar? And you lose your retirement account. I'm just saying. That's why you got this stuff's important. That's why you got to prepare for that. Prepare to live a life where none of your retirement plans work out. Have a different retirement life prepared. That's my advice. So we're seeing commercial loan demand going down. And when those leases are being renewed, they're going down big time. Because not only our businesses going bankrupt, but people aren't reporting to work anymore. People are working at home.
Who does commercial loan default affect, and how does it run back to all the people who hold, are not commercial lenders and do not directly lose out?
If you,
how does it filter back to being dangerous?
If you are involved in the financial system in any amount, whether that's your job or the company you work for is public company or relies on public companies to exist, like their customers, for example, you're at risk, right? You're at risk. If you live totally outside the financial system, you have a homestead and you're all squared away, this probably doesn't affect you that much. Besides, it's just another symptom of the economic collapse coming. But if you work for a bank, financial institution, or you are relying on a pension or heavily relying upon, different things, then that could be a problem for you.
You have stake in the status quo system.
Yeah, definitely.
This might be part of the steps towards
and the way,
resetting that.
It's kind of odd, but it's very true. There's different sectors in the economy. Right now, restaurants and hotel, if you were in that, you've been totally wiped out, possibly bankrupt already.
Yeah.
But many sectors are doing better than ever, or at least equal or slightly close to what they were doing before. So where was your business? Maybe you got lucky, maybe not. But when the next set of dominoes falls, it'll be a different set of categories or businesses that get taken out. And eventually you're going to get hit.
Tell you what, the previous administration was known in that Cars for Clunkers. And some of those stimuluses to seek out and punish enemies. And if one thing's true, I could tell you this, is this president hasn't had anybody in his government that would have cooperated enough for him to proactively target classes of political enemies. But the administration coming back in will really only be Obama 2.0 in that regard. So restaurants failing were just a happenstance. The next sets of lockdowns are going to be targeted economic warfare if any pattern I'm seeing is holding true.
Yeah, no, very much so. And you could call it Obama 2.0 or you could call it Clinton 3.0 maybe. So that's kind of how I look at it personally. Anyway, finishing off the fourth column of the News Blitz, not much except the fact that there's a claim 62,000 COVID-19 hospitalizations in the U.S. You know, I was going through Twitter a little bit. Just you get some real info there, but also some funny memes and stuff. And I sent you one of them I saw, but I saw a few others. And I guess the overall, a couple of the funniest ones talked about how, you know, remember back in March when we were just trying to bend the curve or whatever, and it was going to be a week or two. And then it was, you know, 3 months, and then it was, okay, now there's a vaccine, but now it's going to be multi-year, maybe multi-vaccines, and it just continues to go like that. And, I mean, we're seeing that, and that second wave, quote-unquote, is hitting hard, and it's just starting to ramp up.
There's been announcements of vaccines coming this week.
Right.
The effectiveness rate will be interesting to see whether or not it's actively dangerous to some people. Never all the people. Never ever all the people, but pretty much always, you know, some people. It's a dangerous thing to take.
Yeah.
It's not going to work out well for them.
All right, you've seen Starship Troopers, right?
Right.
You know, when they have the kind of, it's a very dystopic, like, and now sign up for the, I'm doing a horrible job. But I was randomly at my in-laws. NBC was on, and I never watched television, let alone, you know, Channel 9,
was
NBC.
Pitching their audience.
And it was how the military will help get COVID vaccines out to the American people. Right. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, sign up now. Yeah. Like, oh my God. Now, did they just say that? How the military. And they were like, oh, it's going to be the greatest thing. The military is going to get all the vaccines out to
Most
all
people
the people.
I think that's a good idea right now. It's like, a little bit surprising. But, you know, there's one thing about the military.
It was surreal.
This would come down on the Army. And the Army would, in the long term, look out for what's the best interest of the Army in its historical context within the state. And they might not do it so easily. If public sentiment turned against it, it'd be harder to find leadership that would really make it happen.
Yeah. No, I...
Go to DHS.
Yes.
They just send it into Homeland Security.
I think more of like this is more of a beta test, though.
Be a good chance to grow a DHS vaccination force. You always hear about FEMA, but FEMA's name is tarnished and been targeted too much. But, you know, in the preparedness community has savaged that agency for its inability to do things ever since Katrina, right?
True.
So, what new organ could be passed through a spending bill that the Republicans eventually will have to pass a spending bill with a House and a White House controlled by the other party? The growth could, you know, if the Department of Defense won't do it, that could be another agency that will. That'll be even more dystopic. just saying that eventually our military will do it right now. It's actually a little bit safer sounding to me than what could be next.
Well, yeah. What's behind door number three? I get where you're coming from.
Newly formed, oddly named agencies past.
I try to look, what about 5 years, 10 years in the future, where the young lieutenants of today getting this little beta test when they're a major or a colonel and there's actually is something that kills 5-10% of the population in a decade, then they're going to be primed and ready for this.
Well, I'll tell you another role that the military plays. If they try to impose, and they can, under, you know, the contract you signed to serve, you know, taking nearly any medicine that, inoculation, vaccine, that's part of serving. They, you're going to get ordered to take shots, and you will be prosecuted under the Uniform Code of Military Justice if you don't. And I personally took all 5 anthrax shots, but not everybody got that before the pushback. Mm. They hadn't rolled it out to the entire force, and when they started to, the pushback was such that they actually called off the program because just that many troops were saying, no, I'm not going to do that. if you ever saw a vaccine come out where most of the military just, you know, is complacently taking it, like mumps and rubella, and you know, your conventional, you know, long-standing disease vaccines, that's one thing. But the, you know, the experimentals, you can easily see the force say, you know, enough of them say, no, I'm not doing that. You can throw me out of the army. You can make me sit in Leavenworth for a year before you do, but I'm not taking it.
I saw the...
Then it might slow down.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared are you of coronavirus? I saw this on Twitter. I'm like a 2. The response and the propaganda behind it, like more like a 7. Way more scared of the Fed, though. All right, guys, going to our final break. We'll be right back to finish off Patriot Power Hour, November 17th edition. Stick with us.
PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Looks more fitting for a woman.
Do you know much about guns, Mr. Bond?
No. I know a little about women.
Who are you?
My name is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Pull! What could be easier?
Perhaps you'd call one for me.
Of course.
Pull! Seems terribly difficult. No, it isn't, is it?
No.
World domination. Same old dream. Our asylums are full of people who think they're Napoleon or God.
How do you know my friends call me Domino?
It's on the bracelet on your ankle.
So, what sharp little eyes you've got.
Wait till you get to my teeth.
They told me you were assassinated in Hong Kong.
Yes, this is my second life.
Too many free radicals, that's your problem.
Free radicals, sir?
Yeah, they're toxins that destroy the body and the brain. Caused by eating too much red meat and white bread and too many dry martinis.
Then I shall cut out the white bread, sir.
Do you lose as gracefully as you win?
I wouldn't know. I've never lost.
Sorry, Mr. Bond. Obviously caught you at a bad moment.
M sent you.
Only to plead for your return, sir. M says that without you in the service, he fears for the security of the civilized world.
Never again.
Never?
Never say never again. Never, never say never again.
Are you prepared to be the family doctor in a disaster or emergency? This is the Intrepid Commander, and I'm holding the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy, MD. In this great book, you'll learn how to prepare for medical care off the grid. You'll learn about assessment and stabilization. You'll even deal with things like bioterrorism response, radiation, and how to build the off-grid medical kit at home. Look, 2020 taught us a lot about the limitations of our medical infrastructure in America. Get the Prepper's Medical Handbook today at Amazon.com. Again, that's the Prepper's Medical Handbook by William W. Forgy.
I am a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life.
Patriot Power Hour coming back at ya. Ben the Breaker of Bankers, Future Dan. All right, buddy, you ready to cover some kind of off-the-wall stuff we don't really talk about?
Go for it.
Okay, let me jump into my DMs, as the kids say, on Twitter. Marcus from Sweden. He's a fan. He actually listens to PBN, so not just our show, but the entire repertoire of Prepper Broadcast Network. So not just American guys. He's from Sweden, and first off, we have some COVID stuff I want to talk about that he messaged me, but even before then, he sent me an article. Sweden bans Huawei ZTE from upcoming 5G networks. More are sure to follow, says this article. And Sweden's security service called China, quote, one of the biggest threats against Sweden. So I countered to Marcus and said, you know what? It's really funny that you just said that, because I saw tons of Verizon commercials and others really pushing 5G commercialization kind of at that retail level. And by retail, I mean kind of the average person, right? Instead of at that business enterprise level. So we're seeing that. But in Sweden, they're seeing it as a threat. I know Trump has come up against Huawei. Not sure if he's even doing enough, to be honest, but we'll leave that to another day. Huawei, but what is the next generation going to do?
Huawei is a company, state-owned enterprise, really, communist regime.
Yeah, that's more proper 5G way.
5G is a technology or class of technologies, and Huawei has developed its own variant. Or are we saying that Huawei technology is 5G? All of 5G is Huawei's, which I don't think is true. Because there's military applications for 5G that they're working on now that clearly, you know, no Chinese company is involved in. Like Air Force and space are using new technologies that are the fifth generation 5G. Right, so let's separate issues first. What do you, how do you understand?
This is the best I understand. This is pretty rudimentary understanding, but 5G is more like the technology. Think of it as like an operating system,
a generation of technology in which there's different items and different makers. Right, we got Apple and
I was gonna say exactly the same thing: Android and Apple, or IBM versus Macintosh back in the day, or
Huawei's 5G versus.
I almost like it more like the operating system. But it is actually more like hardware. So it's more of the actual machines. But, no, you're right. And similar, maybe a similar American company, although not similar. It's like Cisco, right? Or there's a few others. The super, they're in charge of the infrastructure of all communications, which now includes all financial systems as well. It's not your mommy and daddy's post office. It's not just communication and telegraph, man. It's all communication and information and data, and that's the entire economy. That's why this is a big deal.
Yeah, and part of the whole anti-surveillance movement, the part of liberty-oriented people, the libertarian side of the political spectrum that's against surveillance, has always been couched in, we fear our government. And they have that fear that aligns with Second Amendment advocates, right? So the Fourth Amendment advocates, Snowden being one of them, right? Obviously for what he did, he believed in it. And Second Amendment, we fear our national government growing too invasive, right? That's the old argument. That's the Washington Jefferson orientation. Let me tell you tonight that maybe there's a different way to look at it. And COVID lingering in the background, we're talking about 5G. Obviously, that disease came from China. How, we haven't ever just, we don't fully understand. But having your technology dominated and your surveillance dominated, not just by your own government, but imagine if Great Britain in 1770s could have seen and understood all the information flows in the United States. You might want to break free of that. And certainly our military can't allow that kind of visibility. But this incoming administration may hand the farm to them in a way that's difficult to undo. And it's a foreign power that can actually see all the public sentiment and therefore manipulate it from abroad.
Oh, yeah. No, you hit the nail on the head. I really don't have much else to add that you didn't get into. We should be afraid of hackers getting our data, but we should be very afraid of our own government getting. But the even other
Chinese military supranational level.
Exactly, that's even worse. So those kind of stack on one another, and that's kind of where folks that try to. Really, a lot of the folks in the national security apparatus say, well, that's very obvious. Therefore, that's why we have to spy on you or have our own kind of Great Wall of America to fight against the Great Wall of China. And yeah, you kind of have that, but it's such a slippery slope. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not what you know or I know or my account or your cousin's account or somebody speaks out politically and what they might do to them. It's about mass opinion. It's about mass surveillance. It's about knowing things before pre-war phases, if it comes to that. It knows how to exploit economic situations. It knows how to leverage different political parties.
Blackmail.
Put them into power. Take them out of power. Because you're just thoroughly embedded in an all-seeing Eye of Sauron type situation. That's what it means to bring Huawei 5G in the United States. So glad that Sweden can see that.
Yeah, it seems like it. Very interesting, right? Going back to Marcus, if I could open this up real quick. He here was his message. He sent a follow-up a little bit later. This is actually about a week ago. Hi, I feel like a true bright spot in your message box, because he's always sending me messages about like the destruction of the world and stuff. You might have already heard about the new strain of coronavirus discovered in Denmark, minks that were infected, etc., etc., etc. Scientists fear the new strain has already spread and the area has been locked down. But really what he gets into is, look, the entire European sphere and really the whole world is falling apart. Belarus, Russia, Italy plunging into recession. Several EU countries are moving forward with that second lockdown or really deep in the process now, and the destruction's happening. And he says, quote, I think that would be the last nail in the coffin over here, dot, 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 dot. So, unfortunately, I could agree with that. And, hey, the European Central Bank already has negative interest rates, so I guess they could keep going more negative, but they even have less ammo than us in America.
Well, what are they going to do in highly socialist states? Like, eventually what? Not feed the people?
They're going
to... I mean, in Europe, most of everything is given to and gotten back from the government. So,
what do you think will happen? That's a real interesting discussion we should have. Like, I'm sure what will give? Something will give.
And there are people there wise enough to privately stock their own wherewithal because they don't trust the system. Prepping in Europe is real. It's probably a lot different because of highly urbanized terrain, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously those listeners from Europe to Prepper Broadcasting Network probably tune in for and hear a little bit of a totally different orientation, because you and I have always lived where within 100 miles we could hit the woods and be relatively lost from lots of people looking for us if we needed to.
There's the ultimate bug in. I guess they've been the ultimate bug in since World War I and World War II.
Right.
And even before that.
Yeah, well,
you get taken over your countryside, but you kind of have your stashes and stuff. Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Thanks for this. It's really cool to have someone from Sweden. Of course, had several other people hit me up from here in America. So regardless, best way to reach me, though, at Bankster Breaker on Twitter. If Marcus from Sweden could find it, y'all out there could find it. Future Danger, where can they find you?
At Future Danger number 6 on Twitter.
Future Danger 6. Post a lot of your...
Like to go to Parler, but you can't put out the news alerts, the aggregated news
in
automated fashion. At least I haven't found an API for that. And simply not going to manually... input at this point. So either it goes, into that infosphere off of automated systems, and then let the public decide if they want to see it or not, or don't. But obviously Twitter's overrun with spam, so I can see platforms that won't be doing that. But the conversation there is probably a lot more robust than Twitter ever will be again.
No, yeah. I think so, too. Twitter's got its uses, but its heyday is past it, mostly. I still use it, though, for some giggles here and there. I think that's about it, man. We got a couple minutes left. Any other topics you really want to hit tonight?
Yeah, what's our programming schedule in the next few weeks?
Well, this is our unofficial three-year anniversary show. We're not going to have an official one, so hello. Happy birthday. 3 years. Moving on.
How many episodes?
118 and
a
few daily audio caches, a few other special editions. 118 divided by 3, 39.333 per year. Not bad.
The finance.
About 3 out of 4 weeks we do it on average.
The finance major had to use a calculator. I think I picked that one off in my head before.
Oh, but then I turned it into how many?
39 a year.
3 out of 4. This is per month, per week. 7.75 weeks.
Yeah. 75% of every week we're on the air. That's good.
Exactly. So three out of four ain't bad, and that includes
756 right now.
I swear, this year we've been like 85-90% too. By
lifetime
the way.
Average 756.
Yeah, I think this year we're batting literally like 850 or 900. By the way,
it had to be. We went for like six straight months on Pepper Broadcasting Network. Really appreciate having been invited nearly a year ago. So we'll do something special after the year for our 1 year anniversary.
There you go.
On Prepper Broadcast.
That'll be our real anniversary show. Yeah, there you go.
In the next 3 weeks, what's happening?
All right. So, now the bad news. No show next week.
Unless there's a meltdown up or something.
Well, we always reserve the right to have shows pretty much at any time. But we have the ability to, so absolutely agree.
We have to, but that is
the... If Bitcoin hits 20K or there's a total collapse or some other terrorist attack, we'll definitely be on the air. Don't worry. But next week, our regularly scheduled show on the 24th. Of November will be canceled. Not moved, not postponed, but canceled. So no episode next week for Thanksgiving.
Is hit or miss, I'm hunting.
I will be live on December 1st, Tuesday. It may just be me for 20, 30 minutes.
I'll be full.
Or if you're able to get in with me, we'll do a full hour remote.
Cold mountainous terrain.
You're doing foot patrol.
That
okay.
Day, winter hunting. In New England. And,
hunting season, okay.
And I might be able to call in that night and make it happen. So
okay.
You'll be on, but I may or may not be. And then after that.
Perfect.
We're going to kick it into the 8th.
Yep.
The 15th will be after the Electoral College. And we'll have to decide what we're doing from there.
But yeah.
Two and a half episodes at minimum in December. But we're done for this month. Happy Thanksgiving, Ben.
Happy Thanksgiving, my man. Crazy, it's been 3 years. A lot of stuff's gone on, been around the block. But on the flip side, it's just getting started, I think, our mission. But, man, getting
dramatic
ready for...
Music.
What's that?
Dramatic new music we have.
We have some very dramatic new music for our outro. Folks, stay tuned. The one and only Next Generation show is coming up here on PBN. And, of course, go to PrepperBroadcasting.com for all the archives, coupons, announcements, all type of stuff. PrepperBroadcasting.com.
Shout out to Ryan and Colin Buford coming up next. Next Generation.
The second barrel of double barrel shotgun Tuesdays. All right. That'll be it for us. Catch you later, my man.
To reach out to those who want to learn and practice independence and self-reliance. We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.